England's Steve Beresford plays piano and cheap sampling keyboards designed for kids. He also sings songs he writes with his longtime lyricist Andrew Brenner. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he likes Beresford the pianist and Beresford the singer-songwriter.
Sitting here happy and talky, with a sense of the start of the cynical. You want to put down somebody, and I'm here to make sure it's clinical. Let's strike while the iron is hot. I'm burning to be better for it. There's so much that we can destroy. Who cares if we can't then restore it? Let's get cynical. Why fight the feeling? Breathe deep the intoxicant air. Together we'll push back the ceiling. We'll go where the others don't dare.
I don't care.
When Steve Beresford began jamming with serious-minded free improvisers in the 1970s, some of them grumbled whenever he walked on stage. They couldn't figure out if he was putting them on or not. That's Beresford. You listen to the songs on his new album, Steve Beresford's Signals for Tea, and you gotta wonder if he's for real. Some of his tunes sound like parodies of standard songs, and Andrew Brenner's lyrics walk the line between pathos and slapstick. Their song, Unremarkable, is a takeoff on laundry list numbers like My Favorite Things, except it celebrates the blissfully ordinary. But it eventually reveals itself to be a bittersweet love song.
A broken twig, a canceled gig, unremarkable. TV white noise, old duck decoys, unremarkable. An inner sleeve, a fallen leaf, so unremarkable. Cold cups of tea, my other knee, unremarkable. Take me and you, isn't that unremarkable too? We're certainly not together. No, not no tie, no tether. A gob of phlegm, a tattered hem, unremarkable.
Steve Beresford's Signals for Tea is that rare album on which the word phlegm appears in more than one lyric. His band is saxophonist John Zorn's quartet Masada, with trumpeter Dave Douglas, bassist Greg Cohen, and an excellent young drummer, Kenny Wallison. Their generally light touch goes well with Beresford's piano, which is part Thelonious Monk and part Chico Marx. It's hard to be that cute and get away with it, but for me, Steve Beresford pulls it off. Unfortunately for consumers, his album Signals for Tea is on John Zorn's Japanese label, Avant. Its American distributor, and Zorn himself, seem determined to keep the label secret from the public. They don't advertise, and they send out almost no review copies. Zorn hates critics, even sympathetic ones, but even bad critics call attention to what's out there. The Avant catalog has some fine CDs by trombonist George Lewis, harpist Zena Parkins, pianist Misha Mengelberg, and many more. But good luck finding them.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Steve Beresford's Signals for Tea on Avant Records, distributed by Sphere Marketing.